This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Authorities in the Philippines say Typhoon Mangkhut has killed at least 16 people since it came ashore early Saturday on the northern tip of Luzon Island. Mangkhut has been downgraded from a super typhoon to a typhoon, but it is still deadly. Many of the victims were slain by landslides or damage to the buildings where they were sheltering. China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi was scheduled to begin a visit to the Philippines on Sunday, but the two countries have agreed to postpone that visit because of the storm. More than 150 flights have been canceled because of Mangkhut, and China's Guangdong province is also in the path of the typhoon. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas of the Philippines to avoid the storm damage. Storm warnings were issued for most of the provinces and cities on Luzon, including the capital, Manila. Tropical storm Florence continues its slow crawl across the Carolinas, with at least six people reported killed in storm-related incidents. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper warned residents as far away as Charlotte and the Blue Ridge Mountains that they could face catastrophic flooding and landslides as the storm moved inland.
Heavy rain is predicted still. Fayetteville, west to Charlotte and the mountains. Expect flooding and potential landslides beginning tonight and continuing into Monday.
The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Florence is moving slowly inland with maximum sustained winds of 75 kilometers per hour with higher gusts. By Saturday afternoon, the storm was over eastern South Carolina, 85 kilometers west of the coastal resort of Myrtle Beach. So far, five people have died in North Carolina and one in South Carolina because of the storm. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency warns it is running out of cash to provide life-saving assistance to millions of Syrian refugees and internally displaced living in dire and extremely precarious conditions. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Earlier this year, the UNHCR appealed for nearly $2 billion to run its Syrian humanitarian assistance and protection operation for 2018. Only 31% of that requirement has been met. The UNHCR says the $270 million needed until the end of the year represents only a tiny fraction of this year's total appeal. It says it will be used to cover the most pressing and critical needs of some of the most destitute, disenfranchised people in the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S.-backed Syrian forces entered an eastern village held by the Islamic State group, where intense clashes are ongoing Saturday, one day after the extremists reportedly killed 20 fighters. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said its fighters stormed Baghouz and are close to the center of the village. The Kurdish-led forces have been among the most effective in the fight against Islamic State in Syria, forcing them out of much of the country's east. Pope Francis appealed to members of the Sicilian Mafia Saturday to give up on a life of crime, saying the island does not need men and women of honor, but rather of love. Sabina Castelfranco reports from Rome.
Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
We'll get to that report in a minute. An American law professor was detained by Israeli police for allegedly trying to block Israeli troops in a West Bank village slated for demolition. Frank Romano is being held at a lockup in Jerusalem. His lawyer says he is set to appear before an Israeli military court on Monday. Romano was detained in the embattled village of Khan al-Ahmar, along with two Palestinian activists, when he stood up in front of heavy equipment being used to clear barriers that had been set to slow demolition. A young man was killed and more than a dozen other people injured on Saturday when government forces fired at anti-India-controlled protesters in Kashmir. Indian troops surrounded a village in the Kazingund area overnight on a tip that militants were hiding there. A fierce gun battle erupted early Saturday, and hours later, five local Kashmiri rebels were killed. The slain rebels belong to the region's largest group, Hizbul Mujahideen. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.